Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're about to get down on this topic tonight. And tonight's topic is the catch 22 between success and failure. Well, before we get too deep into the topic, you know, we got to cover the show like we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us another day to come and convene again on the radio show of Hip Hop National. Lord, we ask that you bless every mind and every ear that is tuned in, locked in, and loaded to the program, that they will get a blessing and a lesson from it, that they can return back to the marketplace and help one to teach one, so that maybe, possibly, they can help many. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Tonight, the catch 22 between success and failure. We have all had our many failures in life. Rather we want to own up to them or not. It started off when we were kids, typically for all of us, trying to learn a bicycle. Or, I'll say for basically everyone, learning to walk. Those few baby steps, how many times we had to fall in order to have the success of walking. It's the same as riding a bicycle and any other thing that we have conquered in our lifetime. It took failure to get the accomplishment. And that's that catch 22 that we're talking about tonight. It's a fine line. Without one, there is not the other. There's no benefit to success if we haven't failed at something first, because that's when the pleasure comes. That's what we're talking about tonight. And I'm going to open up the line. I got Pootsie Lee on deck with me. Pootsie Lee, what is your opening statement for tonight's topic, the catch 22 between success and failure?
Okay, I didn't really catch what you was breaking down. I actually just called and got in, so I kind of want to give me a briefing of what you were just explaining and let me.
I'm gonna go to Rondell, and then I'll come back to you. All right.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Sounds good. All right.
Yes,
Rondell.
Hey. Hey, you know, I'm up here in Washington State. It's 87 degrees. Had some barbecue, you know. So the catch 22 between failures and success is that, you know, hey, you survive. I think that, you know, that's the whole thing. Lessons come easy, lessons come hard. But the whole point of it is that life is what you live. And it's not necessarily, you know, whether if you survive, you're successful. You know, now, the pitfalls are there. I mean, you know, just like you said, the bicycle, learning, falling, hurting yourself. Well, the pitfalls are there, especially in the music industry. You know, there are drugs, there are fast women, diseases, child support. There's all kinds of pitfalls that you can fall into that will take away the economic side of it. Because remember, failure is just a word. You know, life is what it's all about. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're not going to succeed at everything. But as long as you stay steady and you survive, you can say it was a lesson I learned either the easy way or the hard way. But you learn the lesson. That's the main thing, you know. You get your stripes for learning the lesson. Not necessarily did you get the gold cup or the award, but you survived. And if you survive, it's success. At my age, I can think of the pitfalls. I can think of the the things that I started out trying to achieve. And I look back at it and I go, well, wait a minute. That was just an illusion. The reality was I just wanted to be happy and have a long and successful family life. Now, when I say family life and we use the word success, I think the point is let's change the word success to harmony. Not the word happiness, but harmony. You know, is there food in the refrigerator? Yeah. Are the lights on? Yes. Has the rent or mortgage been paid? Yes. Is the car running okay? Yes. Are my children content? Yes. Oh, okay, there's a tomorrow. And as long as you can have harmony, catch 22 are Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong, but you find the strength to get past it, to heal it, to fix it. You know, you find the spiritual faith to find the energy and the strength to get past a hurt, or in other words, to get past something that psychologically affects the way that your character progresses through the years, you know. So when we start talking about catch 22, success, failure, you know, there's that old saying, you can count me down, but God's the only one that can count me out. All right, Poetic.
All right, Putin Lee.
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
What's your take, sir?
I think the catch 22 between success and failure is the understanding of success and the understanding of failure within itself. They go hand in hand. From the outside perspective of a person succeeding, you have to deal with the people who haven't succeeded that want your success. So as an individual, I think a lot of people are blindsided, or the blindsidedness of success, because once you succeed, depending on what it is, you know, if I had to talk about like a rap artist who succeeds, he's immediately put on a pedestal to be knocked down. And the lack of understanding is where the catch 22 come in at, because it can neutralize a person once you become at a certain level of success, and you can be held to a certain standard to be knocked off. So I think it's also boiled down to goals. Well, I would separate the two. I would separate success from goals. And some would even say, well, I succeeded my goal. But I don't think that's the same saying I'm successful. I just think it's just the overall understanding the adversity that comes with success, you know, from failure. You know, I probably would put that out there in people's mind, just getting a clear understanding of the adversity that comes with it.
Well, be honest with you, some of the greatest inventions that has ever been created would have never been as successful as they are if they hadn't had their failures before, such as the airplane.
I wouldn't say success was built from failure in that sense of an airplane, because I feel like when you're on your way to succeeding, like I said, that's more like a goal. It's more like a goal to get these aircrafts to float in the sky and have a minimum amount of crashes. You know, everything is like a test.
I hear what you're saying, Pusley, but I'll tell you just like this. In all reality, when they first started to try to fly an airplane, it came with a lot of pain first. These guys was jumping jumping off buildings.
I agree.
I got a question for you, because I'm confused now. And maybe you guys can tell me, what are you calling success?
That's what I was saying. You know,
yeah,
because
see,
is
what's happening here.
Is it a goal?
Yeah, see, what's happening here is, okay, I'm hearing three different planes. I'm hearing the plane of surviving and longevity and harmony within one's life. That's success. Now, if you're talking about financial gain.
But you got to get there first. The catch 22 is the pain between it, the hard work, the grind.
Well, yeah, and I do agree with that. But then are we saying it's an economic level to what you're talking success is? Or are you saying that,
it depends.
You know,
I think that's a matter of opinion, what success is to one to another. That's a matter of opinion, because don't get me wrong, every day that I do a show here, I see that these shows are success based on the conversation. There's no monetary gain from it because of a conversation. The conversation went over well, but we had no technical difficulties, we had no problems, we got through the show, and went on to the next one.
Okay.
To me, that's success.
I want to give you an example, and you tell me if that's a sign of success. Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Would you say that he was successful?
I would say he was successful at some things. Yes.
Okay.
I can't say his complete life turned out to be a success.
Okay, but at the big one that you call success, he didn't hit that mark.
What do you mean? Talking about the financial
he didn't get old.
No, and then he didn't get old. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When I say it, there is literally a catch 22 between what is successful and what is failure. Failure is those people, to me, who fail to get up and do something about it.
Okay, but I guess what I was trying to say is this, okay? No matter how high you rise, okay, the point of understanding that life doesn't have to change to the extremes that he put himself into, you know, the never-never land and this and that and the other. You know, he didn't have to do all of that. And then I believe if he hadn't put that much stress on himself, he wouldn't have gone through the lawsuits, you know, from the children staying and visiting Never Never Land and what have you. And he would not have had the stress. I mean, he bought so many things, they had to put them in a warehouse. So, you know, the whole point of that point.
Well, dude, don't get me wrong. That's just people who don't know what to do. Well, they got so much money, they can just waste.
But look at this. You know, if you speak just on the word success, the definition of it is, I believe it's like the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. My question or my concern would be, where do the catch 22 between that definition of success and failure cross where you just tied in? Because I feel like once you succeed at something, you succeeded at it. You know, it's not like if you don't succeed next year, you lost the success from last year. Like the Miami Heat, for instance. Like LeBron said it best.
Right.
When they said you accomplished your championship, are you going to do it again next year? And I had a little talk to him, and he said, well, I don't see why they call us the beating champs, because if we lose this year, we're not going to lose our title from last year. So that's kind of how I look at success.
Right.
I feel like once it's succeeded, you know, it's the next go around.
I think you recognize it for what it is. At that point in time, it's successful. That don't mean next year you're going to be as successful. doing the same thing.
Yeah, but
okay,
then
that's where
Catch 22
comes in.
That's where the pain comes in. The
well,
pain
no, no,
is
no,
the hard
but,
work to maintain the success.
Okay, but in that theory, the catch comes in as they go back to repeat. He's coming down the court, and all of a sudden, he messes up his ankle. So catch 22, he's injured. So he cannot compete again and rise to that same level. So would you say he was a failure? No. You would just say that he didn't repeat. See, that word failure is a terrible word. Because see, guess what? I'd say you don't fail until the day you die and you're standing in front of God and he shakes his head and says, no, you ain't getting in. Okay? So, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like you can't succeed and fail in the same trial.
I think Block Talk is doing us the same way.
What, we're dropping off? You just did.
I think we are. I think we just had some issues, honestly.
I think it's your phone.
Because
Pussy Lee, he didn't drop off.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, but Pussy Lee, did you hear him clear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Buy American phone.
Yeah,
that's
why I'm on
another line.
I believe that either you're going to succeed or fail in whatever your aim or purpose is. And I don't know what the catch 22 is between that. I guess I would just say the hard work and effort and you don't succeed.
The catch 22 is, are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to put in the time? Because if you don't, you're going to be caught in that grayscale, always wishing that you coulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and never did. Don't get me wrong, it's so many artists today are looking for success. Don't get me wrong, they're in this microwave society. They want either success or I'm not going to do it. But they don't understand that the people that they see in the forefront put in the hard work. And the hard work is that catch 22 in between. It's that grayscale of what
I think you just exposed the catch 22 when you say to get caught in the middle of a cycle and don't know what to do because they don't understand. Because that's what I was going to in my opening statement. I say if you're trying to achieve something and you get caught in the fine line and you don't understand what it takes to achieve, and you kind of just like stuck in neutral. It neutralizes you. You don't know which way to go, but you do get caught in that would've, could've, wish I could've had, and you fantasize, I know I can be better than this person, but you don't understand the whole key to success. I would say that's the catch 22 of trying to succeed at an aim or a purpose.
Right.
Now, work with me on this, Pusley and Rodol. Okay. How many artists do you think out there come out with, like, the most banging track? They finish up in the studio. They like, boom, man, I got a hit right here. But the part that they the missing link is there's one thing. They got a hit. They done master it. They done mixed it down. They done put a lot of money into it. They done wrapped it, shrink-wrapped it. They done put it into a nice marketing tool. It looks good to the eye, but they don't know how to market it. They don't know how to put it in the cycle to move it and get it out to the people, get it heard, to make people want to buy it. That's the catch 22 that many artists find themselves in.
Very good, poetic. I like how you brought that all the way around. That was most excellent. And you know what? Pootie Lee, I think you know the answer to this because you know a lot of people that do the same thing, and they say it's a hit, And they don't know where to go after they get it other than to the streets and try to do to sell it themselves. And, you know, that's a hard way to go because no one's heard it. I when I was in L.A., I noticed that they were on the streets with CD players and headphones so you could listen to it as they sold it, you know. But then, you know, Hip Hop National is one of the few places I know that actually embraces young artists for their submissions. Other than that, it's kind of a, I don't know, maybe you know different, Pootsie Lee.
I would say, I mean, this is what I see, with, according to what he explained, and the artists that I be around when I go to clubs and do open mics. And I try to explain it to these cats. One of the biggest things is when artists go to the studio and they make a hit, and when I say a hit, that's basically them in their own mind, in their own world, in their own fantasy, believing that if this get to the label, they gonna need me. That's kind of the mentality they develop. They don't understand this is a good hit. Let me put some money behind it. Let me connect with everybody I can to get exposure. Bottom line, the groundwork. They don't understand that. They understand I make hit records. Y'all should shoot me $100,000, and I keep making them. And y'all put them out, make me rich, and I give y'all some money for helping me out. That's kind of the mentality they have. That's a catch-22. You know what I'm saying to me? Because
I'm trying to tell you, they go from taking it out the wrapper and putting it into the microwave.
Exactly. And it's
that's
like
it.
when you tell these cats that they and Lord forbid, the catch-22 in that sense has blown so far out of proportion, because what I witnessed in Houston, I go to these clubs and some of these guys, when they get on stage, they swear to God they at Madison Square Garden performing in front of every New Yorker, every LA, every channel on TV, and you can't get to them. You know, as far as they're concerned, they're doing a show. You know, they don't understand that it's a, you know, competitive thing, express your talent, network. They go there, they perform, they want to go to VIP, they want to leave after they get off stage, like they're famous. And I think the catch-22 is the development of the corner mind mentality of a false success in your own world with your music. Instead of actually putting it out there, trying to go through the right channels, trying to reach, you know, certain elements where you really need to help it, putting the money, putting the devotion, putting the time, putting the effort. I can guarantee you, you know, traveling on the road for years, I challenge a lot of artists. I tell them, I say, man, if y'all really had to go catch all them flights like I've had to catch for years, 3 different cities in one day, y'all wouldn't survive. You know, that's hard work, to jump from the flight to New York for 2 hours, then L.A. for 3 hours, and then back to Miami for the rest of the night. That's a lot of hard work. It's more than just out of the studio, in the plastic, out of the plastic, into the microwave, like Poetic say. And I think when they don't understand that, it goes to a simplistic mentality of, I made a hit, man, all you got to do is play my hit, and people going to love me, and labels are going to love me, and I done made it big in the industry. But if you don't play it, then you a hater. and that's the mentality.
You say ego tripping.
Yeah, and you know, seriously, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's literally the mentality, what you just said, though.
Yeah. Because think about it. How many artists, I've witnessed back when Lady D was on here, or Die, give me her name. I would hear Poetic tell artists, your Lady Die, I would hear him tell artists, make sure the music clean. They would say it's clean. Because in their mind, it ain't matter if it's clean or not. If you play this, the people gonna want to hear it anyway. So whether you say it's clean or not, it don't matter. That's the mentality you deal with. And if you don't play it, you're a hater. When they called in, Poetic would say, hey, control the profane language. First thing they say, oh, man, my ear, and they just shoot, say something crazy. It's like in their mind, and, you know, you have to understand this. In their mind, they really are asphyxiated. They are consumed with that illusion. And anytime you attack that by saying, look, you made good music, man, but you got to do this here, do that, man, you're messing with their dreams. You're messing with their emotion. Supercharged about their career. And that's what you, that's the catch 22. And if you can break that, if you can break that and let people really see the blueprint, like one thing, one of my biggest experiences, and people don't believe me, some people don't believe me. When I was in New York and I heard them talking about Soulja Boy way before he came out, the first thing I did was went and listened to the song, the You song. And I was like, they would put this out? And the first thing they were saying was like, hey, you know, we put this out. This catchy. This repetitious. And everybody thinks Soulja Boy just was in a studio making beats and doing YouTube videos and made it successful. And I say, nah, man, he got his music in the right hand.
Right.
And when them people got it, they actually, it didn't happen quick. It happened over a period of months. And it was like, okay, we gonna try this. And when they tried it along with his groundwork, you know, it just made it better. And see, if you feel like if this man made it, I made better songs than that. Well, let me go make a better song than that. And hopefully, and give it to a Poetic, and he needs to play it because it's better than that stuff. You know? And that's what the I think the catch 22 is as far as the rap game and artists trying to put their music out.
I go along with that. I like the way that he explained that, you know, because you broke it down to the actual truth of it in dealing with the artist. Because as the music director for Hip Hop National Radio, I've gotten those songs, and they have at the end. I was so disappointed that the last submission that I listened to, at the end of it, had the N word. I mean, it was a good production. It was a good tune, and the last word was in, and I went, why? Why? I mean, and I had talked to the gentleman on the telephone, and I said, hey, you understand, we want it radio clean. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And when he sent me that, it was like, who was I talking to? Was he in outer space? Didn't he understand that we were willing to play his submission, but it had to fit these different requirements? And he said, yes, there was no problem. He would make sure. And I get it, and here's the word. I mean, I haven't talked to him since then, and I hope he's listening tonight because, you know, hey, guess what? That's why he haven't heard your song. It's because I have a CEO that has a platform that stands for something and will not fall just because you have talent. And that's the problem. There are a lot of talented people.
Well, part of the problem, I would say, Raw Dog, is be honest with you, people just don't like censorship. And they see that this platform here is a form of censorship. I got to be honest with you. It in a sense, it is. It's kind of going against the grain of what's out there and what's reality.
Yeah, well, so is jail and prison. But, you know, come on now. Stand for something or fall for it all. That's the rest of the industry, the mainstream. I mean, you got to say it just like it is. It's not only you. It's where the money is. And if you want to be where the money is, then looky here. This is what you need to do.
That's the thing. The money, the biggest side, I'll say the biggest side, if you put it on a scale, the biggest side of the money lies inside of what is a universal concept that people can embrace across the country.
Right.
That we could sell into TV shows and
not
put it
across
in the background.
Country, but the whole world, you know.
The whole world.
That's yeah. Because
across the country, I mean outside the country, everywhere.
Yeah, see,
everywhere.
Just like they don't know that people from the UK have been in contact with you about being on Hip Hop National. They listen to it over
right
there.
Now.
You know,
right
so
now. We're supposed to be having someone come up now.
Yeah, small minds. And we're talking about young people. So we can say,
that's
okay.
That's that catch 22. Don't get me wrong. That's that catch 22 is, do I want to know that fine line, what's in between? We'll be back in just a moment, guys. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. Tonight we're talking about the catch 22 between success and failure. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's the catch 22 between a rock and a hard place.
My daddy old school, he don't know about kids. My daddy was not a rolling stone. He was a player, smashing every chick he rolled up on. You can say I'm thinking childish, hell, I know I'm grown. If you've been through the same, you already know the song. It spills milk, now I'm playing with the hand I'm dealt. Thinking of stuff I never thought, how my mama felt. Rushed it into early manhood, guess how it feels to be a child with no toys, cause mama paying bills. As many times as we flossed inside my daddy's car, the back lights in place was the last thing I saw. Knew he was coming back, nobody could change my mind. 20 years later, still peeking through the blinds. Look in the driveway, I see him walking up the path. That natural father and son bun was cut in half. A man enough to say it hurts crazy, I wouldn't trade him. Even after what he did, I still find it hard to hate him. About resentment, pain, and crazy blame. Although he rarely gave me time, he always gave me game. Everything I saw him doing, what he used to say, I find myself still putting it all in use today. Everything he said about women, respect, and love, I either got a great memory or it's in my blood. Cause here I am in these same streets that he blazed, executing the game while he coached the plays. It's funny how the life he lived, I didn't wanna love it. Might be because of the fact that I'm a product of it. We got the same mind, no women or street can tame them. That's why a part of me rejects it when I try to blame them. I took it like a G, I understood you got around. Got tired of telling people you were working out of town. Wish I can rewind time and get to know the cat. All I can do now is make sure that mine are going through that. I'm in no rush to see, cause when I look into their eyes, I see too much of me. I'm on the grind daily, soon as I wake up, I'm gone. But when I leave, I can't imagine not coming back home. Here's a question embedded in my head deep. I don't consider you a deadbeat cause you bled streets. Had you told me the business, we could've run the hood. From father to son, I felt like I'd have understood. I wonder where you are today, I've been led and driven. I used to ask myself daily, is he dead or living? And every now and then I visualize and start dreaming, fantasizing what I would do if I ever seen him. But now my life's a contradiction, think on what I'm saying. I needed your advice to help me deal with you not saying. But that's impossible, even though my thoughts are real. I'm riding shotgun with my daddy at the wheel.
industry professionals. Have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of VOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. The catch 22 between success and failure. You just heard Pootsie Lee, my daddy, old school. Anyway, now we're back to the topic. Wanted to say tonight's show is sponsored by Captain Poetry, and the name of his tune is Stained Glass. So definitely, y'all stay tuned. It'll be coming up later on in the show. Stained Glass by Captain Poetry. Y'all go get it. It's now on CD Baby. Just research and look for Captain Poetry, Stained Glass. We're now back to the topic. We're talking about the catch-22 between success and failure. Well, like I said earlier before in the show, you know, we all have experienced it. It started off as babies. But it's how you embrace failure or success. It's how you embrace failure in order to get to success. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that fine line in between the success and making it happen. Where you having to make this decision, is it worth it, or should I give up? And many do give up. Many do not see themselves as being that successful artist, of being the next Beyonce, being the next Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Lil Wayne. They just can't see it because it's a hard task to handle. But the one that truly gets there is the person who is diligently enough to put their head down and they go for the goal and they just keep on running. They can only see the light at the end of that tunnel. Those are the ones that makes it between that catch-22. That's what we're talking about. I'm going to bring Pootsie Lee back in. Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel? Do you see it for yourself? We just played your song. Where's that catch 22? Have you ever seen yourself in that mix of that catch 22? You're human just like me, because I can tell you I have.
Of course I have. And even with the song you just played, that was at a time when I felt like I'm supposed to sit down, I'm finished to write the best songs I can possibly think of, and the industry got to accept me. I mean, it was like, with these kind of songs, I can't go wrong. These were up and right, some up and right, 18 timeless songs. And when I do this album, if I don't make it, I'm done with rap. That's, I think, what I was kidding with that particular song and the album that song's on. And after I finished it, the whole album, and I found myself in the same catch 22, ain't went no more up the ladder than the last freestyle I did. I kind of went back and done my homework. I reached out to some of the OGs like K Reno, Point Blank, of course, Lil Flip, a lot of management, Jared Muhammad, and I was like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what is it? And it just simply boiled down to the understanding of how the game works. More so trying to have authority over the game. You know, how the business work, let me say, more so than trying to have authority over the business to make the business work for me. And I think that's where I'm at right now. And now that I've taken the time and sat back and done a lot of research and studying, I see a better broad chance at me getting, or I'm going to say getting closer to the end of the tunnel where the light is. Even if I don't ever become a successful rap star, I could potentially become a CEO of a label. You know, I don't have to be a rap star once I reach the end of that tunnel. But I believe my success and my aim and purpose for the music, you know, all my failures help me write better songs, you know, because that's what I believe I needed to do to make it. And now that I'm at that level, I'm not going to say, oh, we don't take songs this deep to make it and go do boo-boo songs. I'm simply to a point where I have critiqued everything about music, myself, and I'm going to use all that ability, all that energy, all that adrenaline to pursue and conquer everything I set out to conquer when I was at the beginning of the tunnel where it was dark. So, like, once I get to the end of the tunnel, which, you know, and say once I get there, to say to everybody who's kind of in the same predicament I'm in or who can reason with me, you know, once I get to the end of the tunnel, you know, I'm going to shine bright with the light. You know, matters what my purpose is or my position is or what I'm in position to do. I got the knowledge, I got the wisdom, I got the understanding, I got the drive, I know what it takes. I've had every experience you can think of. And, you know, at this point, it's all about just having strong faith in what I know and what I believe. Because if you don't believe it, then you basically condemn yourself already with what you're doing. You know, and if you don't understand, you know, the problems that you're dealing with, then you're not looking for the solution. You know, the solution is just basically an extra. It's not, you'll never reach the solution if you don't understand the problem. So I would say, you know, as far as my experience and where I'm at right now, the light is back shining, and I can find my way, and I'm actually walking through this tunnel, and I'm walking with broad shoulders, no lean back. You know, I'm looking everybody right in the eyes when I talk to them, and I'm going through this tunnel to reach this light no matter what. And that's where my heart is at right now as far as that goes.
Well, I got to tell you, brother, again, I'm going to speak out and I'm going to tell you, I think you're a real teacher. You're a real teacher. I just love the way you lay it out. I tell you this like this. You give us a good visual and peek into your life and your wisdom. Really love hearing what I just heard. Anyway, we're going to bring on my boy Quinn. Hadn't talked to Quinn in a minute. Quinn, welcome to Hip Hop National. Tell us where you're calling in from.
Hey, I would like to say how y'all doing, man. I miss y'all, man. Y'all know I'm calling from, man.
Yeah, we miss you, brother.
Hey,
he's
always,
got more bass,
man,
in his voice.
Hey, I like that, Rondo. Hey, well, you know, I'm always calling in. I'm actually from Terry County, but actually I'm over here in Shelby right now, you know. So,
so you're telling me you don't even know what we talk about right now?
I actually got in here. I got on late, kind of. And I was trying to get on here as soon as possible, but I had got a couple phone calls, and so, but, you know, hey, but I can, you know, I can agree with
what
y'all
we're talking
saying.
About,
so,
Quinn,
you know.
Quinn, what we talk about is that catch-22 between success and failure, and then what we're really talking about is that fine line in between them both, which is that catch-22. Where you're indecision, not knowing which way to turn, because if I keep going forward, it's going to be even rougher than what it's always already been. And if I just stop, then everybody's going to see me as a failure. Now we're caught in the middle. what do we decide, and when do we decide to make it happen?
Well, me personally, it's all depending what it is, but what you talking about, I would like to keep going forward. I mean, I wouldn't want to stop.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So if you want to keep going forward, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to stop.
Listen to what I'm saying. My question is, keep going forward doing what? Doing the same thing you did yesterday, just trying to getting the same results from yesterday to today? Or
no.
trying to fine tune your strategy, your plan.
Yeah.
Make new things occur so I can get different results.
Nah, man, I wouldn't want to keep doing the same thing that I was doing yesterday. I would want to do something different that I was doing yesterday. What I was doing yesterday wasn't like I was like. Well, actually, I was doing yesterday just chilling. I want to keep. This is like in the music. I want to keep going forward. You know what I'm saying?
But
I wouldn't want to.
Can
stop.
I tell you something, Quinn? With the way you saying this, you want to do it. Now the question
is,
what are you going to do? What is the plan and the strategy to take yourself to the next level? See, I find, and this is what I find when I see the artists today. The artists, they really want to be famous. And they want it, don't get me wrong, they want it at the snap of the finger. If somebody said, hey, look, I can make you famous tomorrow, they're going that way. Without a doubt.
Well,
that person who said, I can make you famous tomorrow, what's his credibility in taking you there? And then what is his plan in getting you there?
So basically what you're saying is that what would be my plan if I get that? What I'm going to do?
If the opportunity presents itself that tomorrow can make the difference between success and failure for you, what would be that strategy that's going to define that line?
What would be that not keeping me from being a failure?
Yeah.
And be successful?
Keep you from not making those mistakes.
Bad mistakes.
And I ain't talking about just yesterday. I ain't talking about literally yesterday. I'm talking about in your past.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about things that you've done in your past. Because your past really dictates your future. If you continue to make the same mistakes that you did in your past, then accomplishing the future of success is going to be very, very hard. But if you learn from those mistakes,
you
overcome that catch 22.
Well, you're right.
Do you guys agree with
me
on board?
Well, let's do this. My man Quinn got bass in his voice, so life is good. So let's just say like this. I'm sure. You know, since he didn't hear the first part of the program, I'm sure as much as he participates and he listens and he asks questions about the industry and what have you, I think he's knowledgeable enough that if the chance came, he would take the time and plan it properly. I have to give him that much credit. And, you know, he's got John Lowe in his camp also. So, you know that they're going to be looking at it the right way. You've talked to John Lowe. You know, hey, so putting him on the spot like that, that's wrong, Poetic.
I'm sorry, Quinn.
Yeah, that's wrong, Poetic.
I'm sorry,
Quinn. You like to throw people under the bus, but we just love you, Quinn. So I'm going to stand up for you and tell Poetic,
They're right, Rondo.
Quinn has had a harmonious weekend, and you messing with him.
You all right, Poetic, you ain't did nothing wrong, because I feel you, because a lot of times in your past, and you're right, your past, what you've done in your past do, it kind of interferes with your future. That's just like, you know, when I talk to females, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, you know, I mean, it's not that I look at, sometimes you have to look at people's pasts because what they've done in their past, that doesn't mean they don't still do it. You know what I mean?
I told you he had bass in his voice. He just told you what he's been doing. You talking about the females. See, I told you.
Yeah.
Glenn, I tried to save you. Now, you just went there.
Well, you know, Raw Dog, you know, I'm just trying to make an example. You know what I mean? So
we know. We know you're the player. But okay. Go ahead, Queen.
I'm not a player, man.
Yeah, okay,
I used
Queen.
To be.
You got bass in your voice, so I heard it.
Hey, well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, what that's how I look at what, you know, your past do kind of interfere with your future, and you know, what you done in your past, that's what's in your past. You know, don't, you know, keep making those same mistakes over and over and over, but if you're dealing with the music, I refer me personally, I will keep pushing. I would rather go forward, you know what I mean? And not only just dealing with the music, anything, you know what I mean? I would just rather go forward. I mean, it might get rough, you know? It might get hard or whatever, but hey, I'd rather go, you're going into something. You know, I could see if you're doing it for nothing, you know?
But you know what?
Now
I got to say this because see, as someone that got out there with the dream when I was young to be an entertainer, to be on stage, to perform, to have a contract, record contract, and what have you, you know, catch 22 was no credit, no health insurance, no retirement, and looking at it's a hard life. It's not easy. To travel and do a show here and a show there. And, you know, the money's really not that great in the beginning. It's really not that great because you spend what you make to keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, like I said, you don't build up credit. You know, I can remember going and applying for an apartment, and the manager looked at me and laughed. He says, "You're what?" I said, "But I have the cash. I can pay first, last, and deposit. But you don't have a job." And then I went, wait a minute, you know? You have to establish a business. See, most entertainers and what have you, they go about it as being an entertainer and representing themselves. But what if they went and got a business license as an entertainment production company, okay? They can produce themselves, their product they as an entertainer. Then they have a tax follow-up, you know, a business license. You know, the funny part about it, most hip-hop artists don't think like the rock bands. They don't think like the R&B industry, those that are out there. They form a company, and they take a business license out. Because, you see, traveling expenses are tax deductions. They're write-offs. And then what you have to realize is after a certain age group, and Poetic, I think you're up in age enough that you stand in this side of the line, that you buy your own computer, you build your own studio, but you have to realize that you want more in life than just to hit the stage. You want a family. You want a wife, you know, or a companion. You may not want a wife. You just might want a companion. But you want stability. You know, being on the road when you're young, that's okay. But it takes a toll on you, on your existence, you know, on your health. You know, because you're introduced to a side of life where you can't smoke in clubs and what have you, but they used to be smoky and dark and, you know, and the people that you would run into, there's drugs. And let's just face it, you know, hey, it's either going to be alcohol or drugs that you're going to get involved with as an entertainer because of the hours and the people. You know, you can't be up every night without that stimulus after a period of time. It might be a drink. It might be a joint, you know, and God knows what other things, you know. And there's the pitfalls. There's the catch-22s. Because, you see, even though you smile when you're doing it, doesn't mean you're happy out there.
You think the gospel artists embrace the same stimulus to do this business? I'm just curious.
As a majority, no, because they support each other in a more wholesome lifestyle. They don't serve alcohol where they perform. They serve dinner. That's why most of them are a little overweight.
Well, I was at a gospel concert. I knew a guy threw money out in the crowd, and that's kind of shocking me. This is a gospel concert. You don't throw money out in the crowd. I mean, well, really, seriously, you know.
Do you think he was in the wrong place? Do you think he was in the wrong place? He just got caught up and he acted and found he was in the wrong place. How did the people react to it?
They didn't actually react to it. I didn't actually react to it.
Was there a scuffle going on? Were they trying to grab the money?
Some of them did, yeah, some of them was. But okay. Some of them was like, you know, I didn't try to grab it because I was weird at the top, you know what I mean?
So, but if you'd have been right there, what would you have done?
I don't know. I probably would have, if I want to know how much it worth.
Thank you for the truth. I'd have been grabbing too.
Yeah, I would have been grabbing too, but, you know.
I would have said a blessing from God.
I want to say this. Let me say this from the top to the bottom. I think the artists, in that sense, have a different perception of fans from more of an emotional side. And the label, you know, they have a different perspective for us, the business. Labels understand how the subconscious works. And labels understand when they promote your music and they play your music and they force it into the ears of people or in the minds of people, that at some point they're going to gravitate. And the amount of money they spend to do that lets them know the power of the artist. The less amount of money that they spend, they know this artist got power. He has a lot of intellectual influence. But the more they have to spend to force these record labels to play your album, and you get the same kind of power, it has the same impact, but they tend to try to mold the artist under total control. And the artist bless his heart, because when he see that kind of attention, he don't understand it from the business side. So you get them out there, and they're not going to teach him the business side. So you put them out there, they're going to get out there and they're going to do some of the craziest stuff, believing their own hype still, and that's when you get that kind of behavior. You know, you get that kind of, you know,
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, you get, exactly. They don't understand. Then you get this battle of I build you, how you go against me. And the artists say, well, no, the fans love me, they don't love y'all. You get that kind of, that's the catch-22 in that sense. You know, there's different catch-22s in it. And that's one of the biggest problems in the rap business with the label and the artists. And, you know, artists have got to a point where they'll say, okay, look, forget the label. I can go do shows and I'll survive like that, which is true, but it's only going to last for so long. Them shows going to die without the promotion of money, without their label behind them. And trust me, it is. And I think that's one thing that artists need to kind of keep in their subconscious about this rap game when they do get with these labels or anybody who's putting money behind them.
I love Pooja Lee. Pooja Lee, he knows when to cut it off. The boy is on time. He's saying, hey, we on the clock. I'm going to tell you, that's how it is. We got your boy Quinn on deck with us, and we got Raw Dog. We all putting it in our time. putting in our time to make things happen right here on Hip Hop National, the Catch 22 between a rock and a hard place. That's what we're talking about tonight. And it's been, hey, an interesting subject. Wouldn't you guys say?
I think so.
We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
When I look at you through stained glass blue.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
To Hip Hop National Radio. Sometimes I open up the wrong mic sometimes, so just letting you guys know we're back and we're talking about that catch 22 between success and failure. And now let's talk about this part here, guys. The onset. I'm that artist, okay? Now let's just say at the age of 12 I had this dream so I can be in there. I saw some of the biggest names get thrust into the business as I was growing up. I saw some of the people that I admire, like Will Smith and Tupac and Biggie and all of these guys, just blow up. It seemed like it was overnight. And I was that dreamer, just like them, just like you today, looking to be successful as these people are. But I'm going to tell you something. When you measure yourself up to the next man and you don't measure up to what they're capable of producing, you only setting yourself up for failure. You should only make your mark on your very last mark. If you learn to do that and you say, okay, I reached 10 feet this time, next time I'm going to raise the bar, and I'm getting to 15. Once you start doing that, that's when you'll start to see progress. But measuring yourself up to the next man, trying to get to what they've accomplished, what they dreamed, what they did in the short time that you thought they did it, will only set yourself up. You're setting yourself up for your own failure. You're not doing the work in between to get there. There is no microwave for success. You cannot just pull this out of the wrapper, stick it in the microwave, and it's done. It just don't happen. It just don't happen. I can say there's been some freak things that slipped through the internet that made some things accomplished overnight for some people, or some people got into the news and got caught by a news camera, and then all of a sudden they come and then you had people sample it, and then all of a sudden it blew up that person overnight. But that's just not typical, guys. There are some things that slip through the crack, but on the average everyday grind, in all reality, we all know that just don't happen. Tell me, I'm going to open the door to Pootsie Lee first. Pootsie Lee, you know it takes a plan in order to get to the next mark. Do you measure yourself up against someone else, or are you measuring up yourself against Pootsie Lee?
I think I measure myself up with the understanding of the industry at some point. I think starting off, I didn't have no knowledge of what it took to make it. You know, all I know is I put a lot of hard work in. We all went half on a RV when I was like 17, and without no CDL, we drove it around state to state ourselves. And then you got to, next thing you know, people was like, hey, these guys are out there working, and they came and they got us, and they, you know, they kind of supported what we was doing, and before you know it, it was so many of us at the time, it became a discrepancy among the group, so everybody saw that format and ran off into the same thing, and then, you know, flipped pretty much, went to a solo career, and the same strategy was going, and he his solo career took off, because it was a lot easier to work with just one person than a group of guys. You know, y'all learned all that growing up, and after he got his deal, that's when it seemed like the business got real. All the traveling and roaming around wasn't as fun when we saw how the money was being cut up from what they told us. So when you get to that point and you get to meet some superstars, like at that time, Lil Wayne was getting started. I knew Currency. I talked to a lot of guys at that time that was trying to get established, the E-40s, the Big Mellows, a lot of Houston. And, you know, you talk to these guys because now you're kind of at their level. Even though they never probably got to the point we went, you know, we still call them OGs. And what they do is they tell you, you know, the ins and outs of the game and, you know, what you're going to go through. And you kind of don't believe it when you hear it like that. You know, you kind of figure like, no, I ain't going through it. I'm above that. So we was kind of hard-headed. Well, I'm going to say I was kind of hard-headed. And being blessed in the situation I was in really made me arrogantly hard-headed, or I would say irrational hard-headed. So I think at some point, you know, from that point to now, it took me a while to kind of humble myself to the reality of this business. And, you know, and I give a quick joke. You know, Poetic would always say, submit something. And at times when I first met him, I feel like, submitted for what, man? I ain't going through them channels, man. I'm Bruce Lee. You know, I should really send you a song, and you should just do what I expect you to do. And, you know, I felt like that. You know, I just didn't believe that I deserved to go through those channels, you know, matters who I was. He didn't know me. And that became the reality. I met you through a guy that spoke highly of you, Pooja Lee, but I really don't know nothing about you. And I think that's the reality people got to get, you know, in this game. And when you, like I say, I've met some of the guys. Like, I've met Mimical Fox, Lisa Ray, Ray J. I talked to him one time. And all I heard was this: man, it's hard. And I'm like, man, you on TV, how's it hard? They explain these long stories about what all they went through. And the stories can be so detailed to you'll probably say, man, I don't want to go. I ain't going through that. You went through all that, just do this, and you still ain't got nothing? So I think when you get to that point in the game, it makes you kind of step back. Like, you know, a lot of people want to step back and just watch. They want to just keep going naive, you know. They want to play with the fire, and one day believe it ain't going to burn. And I think with me, I began to measure myself up against my arrogance to humble myself. And then I said, okay, if this what it takes, you know, it boils down to just simple authority. If this what it takes, then I better put myself under these rules and guidelines, learn them, and apply wisdom along the way from experience. And, you know, and education that I was given, and kind of just make it a smooth sail and just keep the bad business out the way along the way so my ship can sail smooth. And I think, and you can have a capacity, because see, that's the problem with most artists. They don't have a capacity to even understand their surroundings or even see it. Like Raw Dogg say, I didn't start drinking until I had to take all them flights out the country. I turned to alcohol. I turned to a fry. I turned to X-Pills. I turned to everything but wisdom to develop a capacity for this business. So now I think, you know, I never was a drug head, but when it came down for that lifestyle I was, so I stepped out of that lifestyle to not be a drug head and just simply kind of learn the business. And I measure myself as I'm 33 years old. I'm still financially okay. But I measure myself now just to the whole understanding and the structure of the business and realize this business been this way. As far as I know, the Temptations, before the Temptations, you know, way back into them years, and there's no way little old Pooja Lee with his good talent is going to change that in my little arrogance. And I think that's kind of what I measure myself to. And wow, when you see the realization of that giant, then you ask yourself honestly, do you want to face this giant or really fight this giant with only what you got? They'll crush you. A giant will crush you. And I'm talking about the industry when I say that. And that's where my measurement comes in at today.
Wow. Man, you got quite a testimony there, brother. And I think you got a testimony that many people, don't get me wrong, many people can relate to and learn from. Because, I mean, many of them haven't gone through that, but by you going through it, it makes me say, I don't want to go through it.
Hey, you know, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. I talk
to these
guys. And
I think that's just about anybody else who's listening. They say, you know, that right there is a rude awakening. You know, especially you was a part of a circle that the artist got like national attention.
Yeah, I was there when T.I.P. came. I understand the whole how that went down. You know, that's another day. I can explain everything about the beef from the business side. All I'm gonna say is this: I won't go into great detail. I don't deny that T.I. is an excellent artist, but at that particular time, the labels had way more to do with that than the actual artists themselves. It wasn't that Flip wouldn't drop an album. It was that when they chose who to make the better artist, they say we're gonna shelf Flip, we're gonna sit Flip down, and we're gonna let T.I. dominate him. And they split at the top of the corporation. And the fans just say, when's Flip going to drop? When's Flip going to do something? And then they threw his album out there, and then they dropped his album so he can flop, so they can shelf him. And then they say, okay, we'll release you. And they publicized that to the fans. And that's kind of the story of that beast. Not saying that everything under it wasn't real, but that wasn't the ultimate control. Them labels got control of that.
But, oh, absolutely. I doubt the label do control it out the door. When they,
yeah.
I mean, those big labels, they control what we hear and what you're going to hear.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But, then came the internet. They don't have control over this.
Are you sure? Because Blog Talk had a lot of glitches. Are you sure?
Right.
Hey, they got so much money they'll buy Blog Talk. And then
call
you and say, okay, Poetic, this what we want, or we going to shit you down.
You got one more time to say what you just said.
So
we gonna see how it's really done.
for real. That's like people think I'm. Hey, that's how it be, man. That's really how it be.
Well, you know, I heard Poetic talk about Will Smith and what have you. You know what the funny part is you don't know who people know in the industry that allow them to get through the door. Is it a relative? You know, just like okay, Poetic. You know, we talk to Poetic and what have you, but have you noticed he never says or drops names of people in the industry that he can call up? He's got all of that. And the funny part about it is that we don't know everybody
knows. I got people.
Well,
But don't get me wrong, life is not about those people.
Yeah, but see, but guess what? As an artist is concerned, you have a telephone number that gets him closer to getting known and getting possibly some exposure or success. See, that, you know, you have a quicker path than just the artist starting out and trying to do it on his own. See, you know,
and
by knowing
wrong,
you.
I wanted to do a show on name dropping. Don't get me wrong. I want to know. Does it really define success?
No, that's usually a lie when people drop names.
Yeah.
Those that know people keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, go to L.A. and you would get a lot of name dropping. I mean, it's for Snoop. I mean, it's for such and such. That's all you
We're going to do it for sure on that one, guys. I think that would be a good topic.
Okay, do it.
That sounds good, because you're the quietest person with all these telephone numbers I ever met. The man that says the less, but is in the industry, that sits back and laughs and smiles, is the person that's got the key to say, hey, check this person out. And you are the quietest individual that I have ever met in the industry with the ability to do that. You pull people on the show that are in the industry just by making a phone call. You know, I'm not ringing your bell, but that's just generally the way it works, you know. Who do you know? It took you a long time to network and meet these people. And you don't, how would one say that? You don't call them unless it's real, you know.
Well, I got to be honest. If an artist put a song on this show, and that artist say, oh, I got fire, I got the best song such and such, but then all he do is put it on the platform, and he never told other people about it, to me, that ain't the kind of artist I want to work with. And I'd be dang if I'm going to introduce to somebody that's going to embarrass me, that this artist is not going to get behind what he does.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You didn't say whether you believed that the song was the hottest. What happens if an artist...
Well, that's my point.
Wait a minute. What happens if an artist submits a song?
I got to believe.
And you hear it.
Don't get me wrong. I got to believe it. I got to hear it. And then I got to see his passion behind it.
Right. But see, that's the key.
And that he's willing to make the investment to take it to the next level.
Would you rather have an artist brag about his song?
Some of the people that I do know, and I'm telling you the truth, the people that I do know, you got one shot with these cats. And I'm not going to blow my shot with these cats because you got a dream that you're not going to push.
Would you rather have the artist tell you that this is the fire or the hit, or would you...
I want the public to tell me.
...want to hear it for yourself?
Well,
don't you have to believe in it before you make a phone
call? I want to hear it for myself, but each song carries weight to me also by the ears of... who can hear it from Hip Hop Nation and give me some feedback. Very important.
All right. He got out of the way of that bus. sidestep. Okay. Well, I tell you, good. You real good.
You could always try to run me over, Poop, to leave with a bus. You hear that, Quinn?
A big bus.
You hear how your brother Raw Dog be trying to do me, man? Open up Quinn's line, Raw Dog.
But see, what I wanted them to understand is that you have talked to different artists and told them that, you know, hey, if you work with me, I think their doors will open for you. And rather than you bragging about who you know or who you possibly want to contact,
I can't say
in
I
their
think
benefit.
That doors will open. The better way for me to say that statement is there's a possibility that doors can open. See, I don't make promises.
Well, no.
I create opportunities.
But the people
I create opportunities, and you take the pathway closer to your
well,
success.
You just don't want to get hit by that bus, do you? So the whole thing that I can say is I know because I've had to get off the phone with you after hours. When one of the industry ARs has called you and discussed different artists and what have you. So the only thing I can say is that Hip Hop National Radio, CEO Poetic, is a man that has those connections. He has the outlet. He has the full package to get you heard and to get talk going about you in the industry. For many different levels to enter and prices. I said prices because nothing comes free. They need to talk to you, Poetic. They need to contact Hip Hop National. They shouldn't wait. They should run.
We're about to close out on the show. I just want to make sure I see people calling in, and I just want to make sure that they understand that you just press the number one on your phone. That'll let us know that you have a statement or comment to share in with us on the topic tonight. If you're listening in by your computer or any other device, call 213-559-2995. Again, that's 213-559-2995. You can do that every day of the week at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are on. So call in. Call in. Just say hello to my DJ, Dr. AT, my boy Raw Dog. Call in. Talk to us. We always open. Our lines are open for you. We want to hear from you.
Don't forget to tell them about the Freaker channel.
Oh, you just did. So tell them now.
All right, Hip Hop National in the mix with Dr. AT can be heard on the Spreaker channel. Go to www.spreaker.com/listen. Type in Hip Hop National Radio, and it will take you to the site, and you can listen to an hour's worth of independent artists from Hip Hop National Radio, Dr. AT in the mix. All right.
A quality mix at that.
Yes.
Definitely. All right, Pusey Lee, last thoughts for the night. You want to share with anybody?
I mean, I revamped one of the things that every artist needs to. Yeah, I'm on the clock. One thing about what's going on in this industry, I think it's an advantage for the artists, if they're not afraid to learn and apply and chase it from the point of understanding, because what the labels have done, they have seen that the artists have took the initiative to go beyond the labels and go out and, you know, work their own music. And labels say, well, okay, we can get artists like that and make them allow them to use their own time, energy, and effort. Then we'll go for these artists and put a little money behind what they're doing already and profit that way. And at the same time, the catch 22 is the artists see that I can make money without the label. And the label say, well, I'm going to close that possibility and that opportunity by doing this deal called 360. We want a piece of everything you do for the money we invest in you. And that kind of hindered the game. But it also made a lot of people, you know, knowledgeable of what it takes to make it far as, you know, putting this stuff out there, chasing behind it, you know, and not letting the money lead you. So when you do hear Poetic say it costs, don't let the price or the idea of you paying for your own product scare you away, because that's how the labels feel when they put money behind us. So when Poetic say, hey, it costs X amount of dollars for me to play your music, then you get arrogant and say, well, don't get arrogant, even though most people do. I've done it. I'm guilty of it. And you say, well, how much clout does this guy really got to help me out in the industry or help me out through his avenue, you know? And it kind of, you know, if you don't believe in it, then you get a little bitter about it and you just don't do it and you respect everything this man worked for. And so an attitude will make you do that. Arrogance will make you do that. So I would advise anybody that's listening, if you're confused about it, you know, whatever you do, you're going to have to, you know, get behind your music. At some point in time, for you to be financially supportive of yourself is better than somebody else being financially supportive of you, because they're going to get theirs back. And with that being said, we probably got about 30 seconds left, so I'll let Poetic do what he do.
Well, I'll close it out to say this, guys. You can go to www.hiphopnational.com. We give you an opportunity to have an experience with our program. It is for free. We allow you to feel and hear your music right here on our program. Promote it out to your family, your friends, and your fans. It's when you decide to take it to the next level. That's when you're purchasing product to move direction. That's how we do it. Anyway, I see System 123. I don't know what it is. last few minutes. We're going to go ahead and open up the floor. Spy team, what's up?
What's up?
Yo. Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Raw Dog, go ahead and screen that person right there is just came through to disrupt the show. It happens all the time. That's how it works. Good night. That's all. It was just to disrupt the show. Seriously.
And you wanted me to do what?
I was going to ask you to screen it for me. Anyway, all right, guys. This is that part of the show that the music is being supported. This is the part you want to get your stuff into. www.hiphopnational.com. You create the buzz, we playing the song. Okay? That's how it goes. You create the buzz, we play the song. And then we'll have a conversation with you about further promotion. www.hiphopnational.com. Dr. AT, take it away.
Hand the flyers out, let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. AT.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT.
Hip Hop National Radio's
In the Mix.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture?
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
Dr. AT.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fame's in the house, everybody looking plush.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. And the next song is going to be by Dudgeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now.
I got two up in NY, they both like to get
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Gathered the boss, now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A.D. With my big sister and she living in the kingdom. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm my first class to be exact to the South Side. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospitality. With me, plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feel records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room, the man that you see. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Got me to get to know a little more about me. Got me to get to know a little more about me, Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like... your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
next song I deck, Gonna Get Down.
Then so quick I hit focus towards the low, you know this. Then
I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about her new. Then I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned,
what? I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in a sick Impala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the Fanata, that's the Kuna Matata. Yep. And you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great and patiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause they came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should side. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we could go all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, save it this and that, because honestly I can care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your love?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned,
what?
Out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of life we're forever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is Stitches. Cross the finish line. Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Productivity unlocked. daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me.
Yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah,
we all human beings,
yeah,
4 and 6 get 10,
yeah,
I check once, then twice, then turn,
yeah,
our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads,
yeah,
blessed to be,
yeah,
yeah, equality,
yeah,
yes Lord, we all. Human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human being.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee My Way, a Byron production.
A.Y., what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one.
Then others hang on to every word like they the Messiah. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a citywide effect before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordet. But still I pray, and it's still I say, I got neck while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day. But the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own course, I make my own rules. Put the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Cause my style is homegrown. Influence on me is very limited. But for you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause your sickness is a friend. Passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. You're telling no business bits, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Unless you fall back, you better smarten up cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead the Joneses can't catch up. I'm what?
This is the part of the show we got to be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop National.